I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. So why did the Pentagon summon generals and admirals in the U.S. Armed Forces to Washington, D.C.? Some 800 from all over the world? They were addressed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and by President Donald Trump, who defined their vision of the U.S. military going forward. After the meeting, did our military leaders leave wondering why they were summoned, or was it instructional and inspirational? Let's go through it. The overall theme was building a warrior mentality and getting away from what Trump and Hegseth call a woke military, where rank and position can be dictated by gender or ethnic factors. Hegseth began by defining how the service people will look.
Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops.
He says they should take after him and do PI every day and take performance evals regularly. All of them.
Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are.
So there are over 800 admirals and generals sitting in front of him who have given most of their lives to military service, being told by a man who served in the National Guard and was a Fox talk show host contributor telling them to do more push-ups.
This also means grooming standards. No more beards, long hair, superficial individual expression. We're going to cut our hair, shave our beards, and adhere to standards.
So in summary, he says a new code of military optics.
Simply put, if you do not meet the male-level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position or a new profession.
So the mission? Well, President Trump says to fight the enemy within.
But we are under invasion from within. We're stopping it very quickly. After spending trillions of dollars defending the borders of foreign countries, with your help, we're defending the borders of our country from now on.
So where?
But it seems that the ones that are run by the radical left Democrats, what they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one. And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within.
And he again mentioned Portland, which he says looks like a scene from World War II. So we can't even begin to try and put ourselves in the minds of the assembled military elite. They won't speak publicly unless they decide to leave the service, which Senator Jack Reed, the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says is dangerous. He says Mr. Hegseth's ultimatum to conform or leave signals that partisan loyalty matters more than capability, judgment, or service to the Constitution, undermining the principle of a professional, nonpartisan military. He mentions Constitution. Well, the Supreme Court will most likely decide whether the plan to send troops into cities is even constitutional. So both Trump and Hegseth say this high-powered powwow is meant to help the leadership of our fighting forces. Do you think it is viewed that way for the most part? Or was it a play for powerful military leaders to bow before the throne in service to the commander-in-chief who never served? Does any of this make sense? Email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.